Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
So one of the reasons I love talking about television ratings is because I worked in that business for about a decade. After we retired as rappers, and that failed, went back, got a college degree. First job I got, the first real job I got, was selling television advertising, working for the great Rick Mills at K-Star 49, and they had the rights to the Dallas Mavericks, which then we turned into a little bit of a TV segment with the Mavs, and then I moved over to CBS 11 and started working at CBS 11. The Mavs rights went to TXA 21, which was their sister station, and I tried to go, hey, can we do our little TV thing over there? And like, no, we're good. We don't need you guys.
We have a sports department.
And around that time, we had a radio station reach out to us called, Fox Sports 1190. And they reached out to us, and they really didn't know much about us. They thought we were TV guys.
They had Fish as their afternoon drive show.
Yep. And they were like, you guys want to do some sports talk radio? You know, we're like, hell yes.
Born to.
So that kind of started our whole radio adventure. But all along the way, what I was doing by working in sales and then spending all my time on this sports talk radio dream was something that was kind of frowned upon in my business. There were definitely people who helped me do it, but they did it with tremendous scrutiny from their bosses.
Ha!
Like, why are you letting this guy do this? Because, I don't know, it's just unusual.
He ain't a media guy, he's a sales guy.
And so it was, on the media side, it was like, wait a second, you can't do this, you're a sales guy. And on the sales side, it's like, wait, you can't go do that, you're a sales guy, come do it. You know, it was just kind of hard to do. But along the way, I had some bosses who allowed me to do it. And mm-hmm. if they had at any point had said, sorry, we can't let you do this, I would have had to stop, because that's how I was supporting my family. And so one of the first guy who gave us our start was Rick Mills. He was the GM of K-Star 49, my first real boss's boss. And then he's the one who referred me to CBS 11 that got me the interview when I went to go work in CBS selling advertising time. And so the guy that hired me at CBS 11 is a guy named Jim Callahar. Now, Jim Callahar recently passed away. And he passed away way too soon, because he's really just a little bit older than us.
Yeah, it always seemed like he was, you know, just 4 or 5 years older.
Yeah, I want to say he's probably 50, 52, 53, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
He passed away recently, and so I you know, this is not going to be a sad segment. We talk about death sometimes on the show. I've talked about my dad's death. I think when you can be inspired by somebody's passing, by the way that they live their life, I think it can be really uplifting, and I think it honors them to focus on the good times. And so this dude was funny. Oh, my God, he was funny. And so I want to kind of talk about some of the stories from working for old Jim Callahar at CBS 11, the biggest Michigan State fan you've ever met in your life. And when I think of one word to describe him, I just think of fun. So I wanted to kind of share some of these stories and really just pay tribute to him. And so first and foremost, I want to tell the story about the booth at Cindy's Delicatessen.
Nice. The great Cindy's Delicatessen. I love this place.
So
what is that, by the way? Never heard of it?
It's great. It's right there at Royal and 75, and it's like a New York-style delicatessen.
What's a delicatessen?
You know, you go in there, they got great breakfast stuff. They got like deli-type
stuff. So it's a restaurant.
Yeah, but it's almost like the old style counter. Like you go and eat at a booth, but then you pay at the counter.
So it's a deli.
Yeah, delicatessen.
That's what deli stands for.
Oh,
deli is short for delicatessen.
Why wouldn't we just call it a deli?
We will, for the sake of the story, we'll call it a deli. And so, back you know when I was working for Jim, we were doing really well. It was he and a guy named Mike Cayley that I went to work for. They took me under their wing, and they kind of taught me the business, and I'm glad they did. They didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I'd already done new business sales, which you just go out and you stir up business out of nothing, and it's sink or swim. You don't have a salary, really. Hey, if you can go get this advertiser to jump on the air and advertise, well, then now you're going to get paid.
Right.
If you can't, you're done. And then you start working agency business, the giant companies, and that's kind of a base, your salary base or whatever. And so that's a little bit more complicated, a totally different job than going out pitching new business. It's dealing with ad agencies and media buyers.
Relationship-type business.
Yes. So they taught me that side of the business. So I got really close to Jim Callahar and this guy, Mike Cayley, who's like one of the best I've ever seen. And it was really good during that time. And so Mike was our top salesperson. Jim was our sales manager. And so basically, if I was rolling with them, we could do anything we wanted to do because I'm with my boss.
The boss is, hey, let's do this.
Jim was a fun boss. That was his style. He was the fun boss. He wasn't going to beat you up over numbers and stuff. He was going to try to encourage you. He'd kick you in the nuts and have fun and crack hilarious jokes all the time. But he was fun. Like, he loved to – what's that golf game with the golden tee?
Golden tee, yeah.
He loved to play golden tee. Mm-hmm. So if we went and had a lunch, well, it may turn into a two-hour lunch with a lot of golden tee being played. But I'm with my boss.
Yeah.
If I was doing that on my own, I couldn't do that. But I'm hitting my quotas, and I'm with my boss, so it's all good. Well, we'd also eat out a lot. And so this was my fattest. This is the fattest I ever got was while I was doing there.
Are you blaming your fattest on Callahar?
No.
Oh.
This is a stressful job, and you're eating out a lot. So you got to be careful. That's why the whole idea of eating that veggie burger here, right, at Pluckers?
You just undid some of the Callahar years with that veggie burger.
So we'd go eat at Cindy's Deli quite a bit.
Yeah.
And or we'd go have a long lunch at a restaurant or a happy hour, things like that. So this is the fattest I ever got at this time. And I want to say I was probably 360.
Wow.
So
a large man.
6'3", 360. And, I mean, it's probably, 70, 80 pounds ago for me. And so we'd go to Cindy's, and they had these tiny booths. And Jim always had me sitting in the booth. And finally I was like, we'd be there, and I'm like, this is not comfortable. Like, you sit at the booth, only two people are in the booth, two people are in regular chairs, or you're in a booth and everybody's in booths. So I was like, dude, can we just get a regular table? No, why?
Because you can push back from the damn table.
Yeah, I don't want to be all crammed in this thing, man. I'm claustrophobic. It's too much. He's like, no, we're sitting in a booth. And so we'd sit in a booth, and while we're sitting there, he would slowly push the table closer to me the whole time. Like, he didn't care about the meal. He's slowly pushing it closer and closer so it's more on me. And finally, I'm like, God, quit doing that. You're pushing the booth in. And so one time we went there, and I go, dude, I'm not sitting in the booth with you. And he goes, why? That's why everyone goes to a deli. That's what it's all about. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. Come sit in this at a regular table with me, or I'm not eating with you. He goes, fine, well, I like to sit in booths. So we sat in different tables. He sat in a booth, and I sat at the table next to him, and we didn't speak to each other and ate a whole meal and then left together.
That's great.
That's how committed to the bit he
awesome.
Was. That's how committed to the bit he was. There was one of his salespeople was habitually late. It's a guy named Von Miner. He's a great guy.
One of the great wrestlers of the 80s.
No, he's a pastor now. I think he's a pastor here in the Metroplex.
Broncos, yeah.
And so Von would be late in the morning. And so Jim needed to send a message to Von. You can't keep being late.
Because of prayer.
And so every time Von was late, Jim would ransack his cubicle. He would take his chair, put it on top of his computer monitor, take all of his files and lay them out, and just make a disaster. So anyone who walked by, it looked like a tornado hit this guy's cubicle. And so Vaughn would get there, shrug, look down, and go and have to clean up his cubicle. But he still was being late, so Jim kept doing it. So finally, the last straw is Jim took a roll of toilet paper from the bathroom halfway across the TV station. We got news departments, all these multiple TV stations in there selling, and he took a roll of toilet paper and put a streak of toilet paper all the way from the bathroom to Vaughn's cube. And when you followed that, everyone was like, what does this toilet paper do? You follow it. You follow it to Vaughn's cube, and the cubicle's ransacked.
That's
and
great.
Finally, that's it. Vaughn was like, all right, I'm good. Here's another one. We had told this salesperson up there named Jay, we had this new general manager came in. And this new GM was hot stuff, man. He was
pretty good looking,
intimidating, very good looking. He looked like Burt Reynolds. He was very intimidating and powerful, and he loved messing with people. And so he came in, and he was like, man, Jim told this guy, Jay, he said, hey, if you go on a sales call with our boss, you better not drive like a pea. Because if you drive like a pea, he might fire you. He's like, come on, man. He's like, no, I'm serious. He goes, in fact, he probably won't want to drive with you. He'll want to take his Porsche. Go outside and look at his Porsche. And he had this Porsche Carrera just souped up. And I can remember we kept getting in Jay's head telling him that he better drive fast on the. He had a sales call coming up in a week. And so sometimes you'd walk by and Jay would just be staring out at our boss's Porsche just thinking about his strategy for the sales call. He's like, because if he – we were like – and another sales call had gone really poorly. And Jay didn't know why, and so we told him that it went poorly because the salesperson didn't drive well, and they're probably going to get fired. Because if you don't drive aggressively, how can you be a good salesperson?
Oh, of course.
And so we've got him convinced of this. So the day of Jay's sales call with the boss follows him in his Porsche, and Jay's so nervous he's sweating bullets, and we talked to him afterwards. We're like, how'd the sale call go? And Jim had him so set up. He goes, man, it went well, but it was a scary drive on the way over there. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, man, I was so scared of driving like a pea, and we got into some traffic, so I had to start passing people on the shoulder. So he's passing people on the shoulder. Meanwhile, he's got our GM following him who doesn't know the bit. So our GM is following him and getting on the – why is this guy driving on the shoulder? But he's driving so aggressively because he thinks that's what this guy wants to see.
What a great bit.
And then finally, the last story I'll tell, Jim was very good at messing with everybody, so we decided to mess with him. And I'm going to tell this story, but in this climate, it's kind of
– was this the harassment story?
No.
Just doing a bit, just doing a bit.
This was a bit. And so, anyways, Jim had hired a guy that was a toilet paper salesman. To be in.
God, there's a lot of toilet paper involved with Jim's life.
So this guy was a sales toilet paper salesman, which I didn't even know existed, but he was so good at selling toilet paper, and he kept trying to sell Jim toilet paper that Jim's like, this is the best salesperson I've ever seen. I'm going to hire him. I have no choice. But
why did Jim take so many dumps?
Guy was a great guy, but he just wasn't cut out for our business. And he was a sweetheart of a guy, but he wasn't going to last very long, but a great guy. And along the way, Jim was going to have to let him go, and he was agonizing over it because he didn't want to ever have to fire anybody, but he had to let this guy go. And so me and my buddy decided to screw with Jim, and we were like, dude, you know that he's got a violent side. And he goes, what? I go, yeah, I know, he seems all sweet, but in his trunk, he showed me his trunk one time, it's full of guns.
Oh, man.
He goes, what? We were like, yeah, man. But anyways, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure he'll be okay with you. But he's boiling a lot of rage internally. And so anyways, the day Jim had to let him go, we were like, what time is this happening? I'm not going to be at the station. And he's like, what? You guys are messing with me. Like, hell no. I'm taking a sick day. I will not be at the station. And he goes, all right, guys, this is the time I'm going to do it. So as we get closer to that time, me and my buddy, the other sales guy, we leave the station. Like in a hurry. We're like, hey, good luck, man. We love you. And we were like saying goodbye to him, hugging him. And, dude, you got this. You'll be fine. I'm sure it's fine. We're out of here. And so we left, and then we came back into the building, and we're hiding. And so as Jim had to let this guy go, Jim decided to walk him all the way out to his car just to kind of put that extra personal touch.
Right.
Like, I mean, it had to be the softest you're fired ever. It may have even been, man, you can have my job if you wanted. You're the best employee I've ever had. I can't believe they're making me do that. Whatever, but it was a soft sell. And so we're in the window watching Jim walk back in the employee parking lot. And Jim is serpentining in between the cars. Like he's walking like a speed walker as fast as he can without jogging. And he's cutting, darting in and out of the vehicles so he has some sort of cover just in case this guy starts shooting at him on the way in, which he never had to worry about. It's just the sweetest guy ever. Had a lot of awesome memories. We ended up moving our families out to the same neighborhood out in Frisco many, many years ago. Me, Jim, and another sales guy, Mike. So I just want to say I love you, Jim Callahar, to the Callahar family. They have an amazing ad agency. It's called Camelot Communications. They handle the advertising for Southwest Airlines. They're known as being all about family.
Fly the friendly skies people.
King and Bones and Pat Callahar, Stephanie Callahar, amazing people. And I just want to dedicate this to Colin and Taylor, Jim's kiddos. God bless you guys. I hope you end up going to Michigan State. At least wear some green if you don't. But, man, to all badass bosses out there who make work fun, God bless you.
Absolutely, man. Let's cheers a little Balcones cheers. To all badass. Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice.
Some oh, look at that. A little applause. That's awesome.
A lot of people love the Kalahars here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.